I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart.
Most gracious. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you, O God, because we have begun our morning off singing how much we love you, singing how much we praise you, singing how much we glorify you, and singing how much we adore you. For we do love you, God. I love you, Lord, today because you care for me in such a special way. And because of your love for me, because of your unmerited favor, because of your unconditional love, I'm here today and I'm standing, oh God, upon the promises of God. You are the very air that I breathe. You are the reason that I move and I have my very being. You are the source of my strength and you are the strength of my life. You are everything that I need and more. So I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you are a wonderful counselor. You are a great God. There is no one like you. You're magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways, and it's all because of your love. Your love never fails. Your love never runs out. Your love never gives up on us. And because of your love, we're standing here or we're driving here or we're going about our business this day only because of your love. And thank you that your love is so overwhelming. Thank you that your love is all-consuming. Thank you that your love is magnificent and glorious, that you were able to, because of your love, to look beyond my faults and see that I was in desperate need of you. I could not make it on my own. I can't live on my own. Lord, I can't even move on my own. But because of you, I have my life and I have my very being. You are the very air, the very substance of life for me. And so I'm grateful for that this morning. Thanking you for another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Bind the spirit of confusion right now. A young man is standing in the middle of the street, God, but touch his mind. Give him a sound mind right now, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to him, God, as he walks out of the middle of the street. And God, allow the cars to come. Touch his mind right now, God. Bind the devil on every hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose your hold on that young man right now, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And God, give him freedom of mind and freedom of thought, God. Oh, God, that he may recognize that you alone are God. And we desperately need you, God, today as well, Lord. We won't lean into our own understanding, for when we lean into our own understanding, God, we are walking around in a state of foolishness and a state of despair and in a state of hopelessness, God, when we're not thinking on you. When we think that we know it all and when we think that we got it all under control, God, we're walking around aimless, Lord, without direction, without guidance, Lord, and we're walking ourselves into desperation. We're taking ourselves into a state of depravity. God, we're taking into ourselves into a point, oh, God, that we cannot live or do anything in a given day. So cast the devil even out of our minds right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. For all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. But God, if it had not been for you, God, that would have been me. If it had not been for you on my side, God, I could be walking around, Lord, without my sound, without being in my right mind, God. But I thank you, God, today that I'm alive and I'm well and my mind is on you. You told me to think on you, those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. And when I think on those things, then I begin to think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. And when I think about the goodness of Jesus, I can't help but to thank him for his mercy and thank him for his grace and thank him for his blood that was shed. And as I continue to thank him, I continue to be reminded of how much you have done and how many doors and how many ways you have made. So I thank you, God, this morning for a sound mind. I thank you, oh God, for keeping my mind in perfect peace as I've kept my mind stayed on you. My heart and my mind, my soul belongs to you because you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you, oh God, today, oh God, that I gave my heart to you. Thank you, oh God, today, that my mind belongs to you. Thank you, oh God, today, oh God, that my soul, it belongs to you because I want to present my body as a living sacrifice, Lord. Oh, God, to put flesh under subjection, God, that you might get the glory, God. I want to offer unto you myself as a living sacrifice, not that man might get the glory, not that self might get the glory, not that this flesh might get the glory, but that all the glory, God, and all the honor, it will be thine. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. Because you paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And because of that, yes, I praise you. Yes, I lift you up. Yes, I magnify your name because my heart is filled with praise. Gratitude, Lord, is all you long for. You are looking for a people who will be willing to worship you in spirit and in truth. That's not just coming for you or after you for the fishes and loaves. But Lord, I hunger and I thirst after more of you this morning because you're more than just the bread of life to me, Lord. You are the very air that I breathe. You are my hope for today and my future in tomorrow and my destiny, my favor, the glory for my tomorrow. God, you are everything that I need and more. And so I can't lean unto my own understanding. I won't do this journey on my own, but I need you to order my footsteps, Lord, so that I may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called. I need you to anoint my footsteps and anoint my actions and anoint my lips, oh God, and anoint my thoughts, Lord, today, so that my steps will be ordered and that you might get the glory out of my life and that I may walk worthy of my calling. Lord, you have called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, I want to walk worthy of my calling, Lord. You have picked me up and turned me around. You've placed my feet on solid ground, Lord. I want to walk worthy of my calling, Lord, today, so that you might get the glory, so that I might put a smile on your face, God, that you might be pleased with me, Lord, and you will say, my son or my daughter, God, in whom I'm well pleased. Well, I want to be pleasing, God, unto you, Lord, today. So if there's anything in me that's unlike you, oh, God, I ask that you would take it out of me. Cast the devil out of the mind right now. Cast him out of the wheel and cast him out of the way. Don't allow him to get the glory. Don't allow him. Don't allow me to allow him to get the glory. Oh, God, but help me to put this flesh under subjection, that this flesh might rise up and worship you and adore you, and my spirit man may grow stronger in worshiping and in praising you, God. I understand that in this flesh there is no good thing, but this flesh, God, is not me. This flesh, what I'm wrapped in, is not me, but the spirit man that you have to breathe light into, God, I want him to be able to rise up stronger and mightier. So, Lord, honor our fasting, Lord, today. Honor our consecration, Lord, today, as we put this flesh under subjection. Yes, Lord, my flesh told me, well, you've already fasted for 50 days. You can take another day off. It's okay. God won't be mindful. God won't be mad if you just take one day off from fasting again. Lord, but my soul, God, longs to be closer to you. I'm hungry for more of you, Lord. So I'm willing to put this flesh under subjection even the more, God, that you might get the glory out of my life. God, I don't want this flesh to get any stronger, Lord, but I want my spirit man to grow stronger in you, oh God, that I may have a greater anointing, Lord, that I may have a closer walk with thee, God. Oh God, that I may have, oh God, more power in you, God, power to walk right and power to talk right and power to live right, God, and power even to act right, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want you to grow stronger in me, Lord, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, Lord. And if I lift you up and if I magnify you and if I glorify you, God, you said you will draw all men unto you, and I want to be drawn into your presence, Lord. I want your glory, oh God. I need your glory, Lord. I cannot make it without your glory. And so fall afresh on us and fill our cups, Lord, today. Let nothing get in between me and thee. Let nothing get in between us and thee. And we pray that you would bind us together even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you will stir up in us, Lord, that we'll tell somebody not only about the prayer. First, we'll tell somebody about this awesome prayer time where we come together and we travail before you, our old great and mighty King, to spread the news about it's time to pray, God, and to let someone else and encourage someone else to join us in prayer. But then also to give us the boldness to share your good news with someone. Someone needs to know today that Jesus still saves. Someone needs to know today that Jesus still delivers. Someone needs to know that you are still that balm in Gilead and that you still set free. Give us holy boldness, oh God, today to share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone and let our light shine, Lord, that men might see our good works and then give you the glory and the honor. But not only that, Lord, but that we may be bold and let someone know about the great ministry that's going on at Praise Center Church of God in Christ, Lord, so that your house might be full. Oh God, sheep must beget sheep, Lord, so stir up in the midst to the sheep, oh God. Oh God, that there may be got more sheep, Lord, and that the harvest that we know is plenteous, oh God, that you'll send forth laborers to help us to receive additional laborers, God, that we may receive the harvest that you have set aside for us this day. Thank you for the ministry. Thank you for your people. Thank you for relationship with you. And help us to be unified in you, unified in ourselves, God, and unified together as one people, Lord, because we are better together. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord, because we know the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, Lord. That's not just a singular person, Lord, but that's a group of people who are willing to touch and agree, God, on anything, God. Oh, God, and then we know that you will give us the petitions, Lord, that we agree upon. And, Lord, today I agree. I touch and agree with everyone under the sound of my voice that this will be a blessed day, that this is the day that the Lord has made and that we shall rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what may be in our day. Today, God, I got some bills and some situations and some issues that I need to take care of, Lord, but they won't dictate my day. I'm touching and agreeing with those that are under the sound of my voice in this call, God, that God, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're going to bring us through every trial and every tribulation and every heartache on this day that tries to rise up against us, Lord. It won't prosper. It won't get the victory. It won't overcome us, Lord, but I speak love life upon each and every person that's under the sound of my voice this morning. Use us for your glory. I call on the name of Sister Connie Coulter, Lord, that you would grant her wisdom, grant her instruction, keep her under your covering, Lord. Protect her even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and come to her rescue. Give her favor, Lord. You know what she needs, Lord. Send that blessing, God, that she needs right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I pray for God, Sister Paulette King, Lord, she came into my spirit this morning. We weren't able to find her, Lord, this past weekend when we went to check on her, Lord. You know our concerns, and you know our heart's desire for that young lady. Lord, we pray that you would touch her and cover her right now, wherever she might be, and give her, oh God, to reach out to us, to connect with us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we'll know that she is okay and that everything is all right, God, and all is well. Lord, no matter what comes our way today, thank you, Holy Ghost. I want us to have the spirit of that Shunammite woman, I believe it was, where she came to the prophet, Lord, and he asked what is wrong, and she spoke life into her situation, even though she did not see the end results. Lord, help us to say that all is well, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it smells like, no matter how it feels. Help us to speak light into our own lives, Lord, today. As I speak light into the hearers under my voice this morning, all is well. And we know that you're going to work all things together for our good. For our good. Bless us and keep us this day. That's our prayer, Lord, that you would lead, guide, and direct us. Sustain us, grant us wisdom, grant us victory. Anoint us, Lord, as we travail for you. Put this flesh under subjection that you might get the glory out of our lives. Have your way, God, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. Amen and amen.